From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In Pakistan, the government says there are signs that al-Qaeda is responsible for the assassination of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. There's also been an unofficial claim of responsibility on an Italian website. Many people and organizations wanted Bhutto dead, and as NPR's Jackie Northam reports, it may be impossible to prove who is responsible.
Over the course of her political life, Benazir Bhutto made many enemies, and they had many motives for trying to eliminate her. There are those in the Islamic State of Pakistan who did not want a woman heading the government, says Michael Scheuer, a senior fellow at the Jamestown Foundation and a former senior CIA officer. And he points to others who wished her harm.
For the Islamists, anything that smacked of a Western secular democracy is bad. And Mrs. Bhutto was very outspoken in saying that there should be a complete separation between church and state in Pakistan, which is probably unpopular with the great bulk of Pakistanis, really. There are people within the military and within the intelligence services who reciprocate the hatred she had toward them.
Many people in Pakistan remember how corrupt her administration was during both her terms as prime minister. Also, there was real anger over her pro-American stance. And she was an outspoken critic of al-Qaeda and other extremist groups and vowed to run them out of Pakistan. Bruce Rydell is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution and a former director for South Asia on the National Security Council.
I think the most likely culprit here is the al-Qaeda organization, which has been trying to kill her for the better part of the last decade.
But Anthony Cordesman with the Center for Strategic and International Studies doubts the pure core al-Qaeda, the group that carried out 9/11, is responsible. Instead, Cordesman says it's likely the Taliban movement of Pakistan, which is a different group than the Taliban in neighboring Afghanistan.
It's nominally a movement under a leader called Baitullah Massoud, who have built up into a major organization in the northwest and along the southern border of Afghanistan, who have steadily increased their capabilities in terms of arms, cadres, and the ability to exercise intimidation and terrorism in the area.
Barnett Rubin, an expert on South Asia at New York University, says the Taliban movement of Pakistan has launched an offensive, which includes a long string of suicide bombings, often near military installations in Pakistan. Rubin says Bhutto's death is part of that offensive.
These are not isolated incidents by unknown characters. They are part of a political strategy by Pakistani Taliban, backed by al-Qaeda, in order to assure that there is no regime change in Pakistan that is against their interest.
But there is a nexus of other homegrown groups that could have had the same drive to eliminate Bhutto, groups that sprang from Pakistan's dispute with India over Kashmir. Bhutto cut funding to many of those groups during her time in office. Pakistan's security and intelligence services were linked to those groups, which by extension makes some people believe the Pakistani government had something to do with Bhutto's death. Michael Scheuer says someone in the intelligence or security service could have had a fatal grudge against Bhutto.
Could there be a rogue element within it? Absolutely. Could be a rogue element in the military, in the judiciary, anywhere. But the idea that this was an institutional attack on Mrs. Bhutto, I think, probably is not going to be borne out by whatever facts emerge.
That's if the facts emerge. Many analysts believe those responsible for Bhutto's death will never be held accountable. Pakistan has turned down offers for investigative help from the international community in earlier suicide bombings, including the attack on Bhutto's convoy in October, which killed 140 people. And it's likely to turn down all offers again. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.